night while I laid in my bunk bed, I would hear creak, creak, creak. You know, those old houses, man, the steps would pop. And there was nobody there.
And as soon as I put the key into the door, the house started screaming for the first time is when we heard it scream.
But I was just unable to scream. And I remember straining as hard as I could, trying to scream for my parents, and I just couldn't get it out.
I turned around, looked up the stairway, and there was a figure standing there pointing at George at the front door, and it had his face blown away.
And when I would close my eyes, I would see these red eyes just come at me, and I open them.
The greatest trick the devil ever played was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Welcome, everybody. This is a new feature on Paranormal A. It's going to be called Rapid Fire Fan Questions with our guests on the show each week. This week is Christy Peterson-Schoonover. Thank you for sticking around to do this.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm really psyched.
I did get a bunch of questions. I picked the top three here. I'll throw in one or two more if we have enough time. First question, if you had to choose one writer to read your last book ever on Earth, would it be Stephen King or Poe, if you had to choose between the two?
Oh, that is a really tough question, but I think I'd have to pick Poe.
Okay.
I'd have to pick Poe. As much as I love Stephen King, and I'd be really excited, I'd have to pick Poe because I would just love to know what Poe thought.
And is there a particular Poe book that you would, or a particular book from that author you would choose?
What do you mean? Like, what I want them to...
Well, if there's... You had to pick one book of Poe's or one book of King's as their last book you'll ever read on Earth. Like, which novel would it be? Like, It or The Raven or...
Oh, you mean... Well, Poe did all short stories. I'd have to say the last short story I would read would be The Oval Portrait, which is my favorite, which I know I mentioned in the first half. And it's only like a 700-word short story or something. But I think that would be the last thing I'd like to read on Earth.
Okay.
Totally.
What historical place would you like to either ghost hunt or write a book about?
Well, I would love to ghost hunt at the Pines Hotel up in South Fallsburg, New York. It's one of the abandoned Borscht Belt hotels. Anybody who's interested in that can Google it. There are several urban explorers who have put up a number of photos of it. It's just a really great big creepy place. I have a photo of me outside of it next to like a decayed sign. And I've already written a book about it, kind of, and that's sort of. And that's coming out in the fall. It's called Bad Apple from Vagabondage Press Books.
Oh, very cool.
So that's, I kind of already did write it, even though it's not technically set there, like in real life, it's someplace like the Pines. So.
Okay. I'm actually going to throw one more in here before I get to the last one. What advice would you give a writer who wants to get published and get started?
Well, I would say write some more. And revise, and send out your stuff. Never give up. You always have to be submitting. And you're going to get rejected a lot, but that's what it's about. You know, I mean, I'll send out, I think last year I sent out 122 pieces of work. And I placed or sold 22, which is enormously high. A lot of writers don't sell that many things in 1 year. But that's still 100 rejection letters that I got, you know, and it's easy to get discouraged when you keep getting rejected. But the thing that you have to remember is that, especially now with the proliferation of all of these e-zines, you will find a home for your work. You just have to be persistent. So I would say write, revise, and persist would be my top three pieces of advice.
And rejection letters can be cool. I think the coolest one I got for sending out a short story was from Marvel Comics, and you get this really sweet Spider-Man letterhead.
Oh, yeah. I've gotten some really great rejection letters, too, that I've saved, because they were just nice people, or they wrote nice things, and I was like, oh, okay, well, that's pretty cool, you know?
Yeah, the ones from Marvel, they're written like Stan Lee wrote them, and it's like, hello, true believer, and it's just be like, this is awesome. I'd love to see what the acceptance letter sounds like.
Wow, that's really cool. I definitely hope you kept that.
I did. I kept like three of them. I kept trying for a while.
My favorite rejection letter, which I still have, I got when I was 13 years old, and I sent a short story that I had written as a treatment to Twilight Zone, the series. This was back in the 80s.
Nice.
And I got a rejection letter signed by Rockne S. O'Bannon, who was the producer of the show at the time, on the Twilight Zone, the series letterhead. It was the coolest rejection letter I ever got, and I still have it, and every once in a while I pull it out. Every time I get discouraged, I go, but look at this nice letter.
Yeah.
They actually sat down and hand-typed, and wow, he signed it and everything. And, you know, I was 13 years old. I was like starstruck. I was starstruck. I was like, wow, you know?
That's awesome. I would have framed that, I think.
Yeah, well, I've been thinking about framing it, but, you know, I can only, my walls in my house are just covered with stuff. I can't even imagine where I'd fit it at this point.
Nice. And our last fan question, what writer, dead or alive, would you have loved to either co-write or have co-written a book with?
Oh. Hmm.
Must say that was the best question I found.
Yeah, you know what? I'd have to go with Koji Suzuki on that one. Even though I don't speak Japanese, I'd have to go with him on that one. I just love his intensity and the way he puts levels into it. And the stuff is just really, really frightening on a very intense level. So I would love to co-author a book with him. I think that would just be the bomb. I would learn so much, you know? So that's who I'd pick.
Okay. Well, thank you for sticking around to do the rapid fire fan questions with us. And I'll post this after the second part of our show on Wednesday.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. And thank you again for joining us, and talk to you guys later. Bye.
Okay.